You're listening to Body Confidence Redefined with Hayley Latcham. This episode of Body Confidence Redefined is brought to you by the Body Confidence Academy, a 12-week online group coaching program that I run where we bust your negative beliefs and behaviors around food, fitness, and body image to help reconnect you with who you really are on the inside and reclaim your true worth, all while giving the middle finger to dieting, shame, and unrealistic expectations. It's got weekly personalized coaching and mentoring with me, as well as a community of amazing women who are also on the journey who can support and champion you. Plus, you get heaps of cool bonuses and lifetime access. Check out the show notes for details on what's included, and make sure you sign up to get notified when the next cycle opens for enrollment. I'd love to have you join us. This is Body Confidence Redefined, a podcast about redefining what feels good for you and your body and breaking free from unrealistic expectations and societal pressures of thinness and dieting in order to live a life on your terms. My guests and I talk real, raw, and candid on subjects of body image, disordered eating, emotional health, rewriting your self-talk, female empowerment, and growing self-worth from the inside out. I'm Hayley Latcham, your host and a professionally trained coach specializing in body image and emotional intelligence, and I'm so excited that you're here. Welcome to the show. Hello, lovely, and welcome to episode one. I'm kicking off the series with a conversation that I feel is very important to have to start things off with. And that's defining what body confidence is and why it matters so much. So we start with defining what it is we actually want and what we're working towards for some very good reasons. It's so that we have a clear aim, because with a clear aim, the target is more in focus. And the more focused we are on the target and what we want, the more our chances increase of actually hitting that target more consistently. Getting really clear on defining what you want also gives you clear feedback on how close or how far away you are to achieving it. So with body confidence, when you define what that means to you specifically, you can look at where you are right now and then look at the target and orientate yourself and say, well, there's a target and this is how close I am to that. So what do I need to do to get closer? And you can also look back at where you've come from and acknowledge your progress and celebrate all of those small wins that you're achieving along the way. But we can only do this when our target is clearly defined and articulated. So by starting with defining exactly what body confidence is, you can keep a clear focus, increasing the effectiveness and success of your actions. You receive ongoing accurate feedback on how you're going, and therefore you can adapt and change strategies if you need to. And it becomes so much easier to acknowledge and celebrate yourself for progress, and you can actually maintain a much clearer perspective on how far you've come. Doing this, acknowledging and celebrating you, is very important on a journey to body confidence and any personal development self-love journey, because it can be easy to overlook your wins and miss all of the positive incremental changes that you're making. You see, as humans, we are hardwired for negativity. We have something called negativity bias, where negative thoughts, events, interactions have much more of an effect on our psychological state than neutral or positive ones. In fact, something negative can outweigh something positive by up to 3 times to 1. This is why you can be having such an awesome day with loads of great things happening, and then one small thing goes wrong, and that innate negativity bias kicks in, and you zero in on that and forget all of the good things from that day. And then you can feel like the whole entire day has just gone wrong from this one little thing. So being really clear and purposeful with how you define what it is that you want, and because you're here listening to this podcast, that is body confidence, then you can notice and acknowledge any kind of improvement towards that, no matter how small. And this is how we maintain motivation. Defining body confidence is very personal. You can make it mean whatever you want it to mean. And I'm of the firm belief that you may as well make it mean something that's most helpful and satisfying to you. So, in listening to this episode, you may find you need to revisit what your idea of body confidence is if you realize that that's actually part of what's holding you back from experiencing it. What I would love to share with you, drawing on personal lived experience and my professional knowledge that I've built up over the years from working with clients, is what body confidence isn't and also what it is to me now. And I'm doing this to give you some great starting points for how you might want to redefine body confidence for yourself. Let's start with what it isn't. And these are just some of the most unhelpful and limiting ideas that I've spotted in myself in the past, and also what clients and members and friends and colleagues have shared with me when we start talking about how they'd like to feel about their body and in their body. Body confidence is not really about loving the way that your body looks. I've had, oh my God, so many women tell me that this just feels so unrealistic and like it will never, ever happen because they'll never be able to get that ideal body that they would just love. And feeling like they have to get to this place of loving the way they look in order to feel confident in themselves can actually make it worse. And then it just kickstarts this shame spiral. So it's absolutely not really about loving the way that you look, because that's not helpful or satisfying in any way and can be a real detriment. Body confidence also isn't necessarily about having any clothes always fit you and look great on you. For a start, the sizing in high street fashion varies wildly across stores. So a size 10 in Zara can be completely different from a size 10 in H&M and then different again in Topshop. I'm sure that you're familiar with those moments in the dressing room where you go to try on your size in a different store and it doesn't fit. And the first thought isn't, oh, there's just no universal sizing in fashion. It's all different everywhere you go. It's usually, oh, fuck, have I put on weight? I shouldn't have eaten that pizza last night. I knew it. How can that be? Oh God, I'm just so ugly. I'm just an ugly, fat, disgusting bitch. And then you just rip the clothes off and you run out of the store and you just want to cry into a pillow and eat a block of chocolate. So that's not helpful. And I also feel that another limiting and unhelpful idea of body confidence is the expectation that you'll always feel really positive and energized. Let me tell you, when my period comes each month, I feel a lot of things, and energized and positive aren't it. If we set the expectation that when we're confident in our own skin, it somehow means we'll have the superpower to override unpleasant emotions and hormonal changes, then we're in for major disappointment and self-loathing when that doesn't happen. Take on the understanding that this notion that I've just talked about, being happy and positive all of the time, is very rigid and unrealistic, and therefore not helpful or satisfying to you at all. So let's delete that from how you may have been defining body confidence up until this point. Now, let's contrast this with some really resourceful and expansive and empowering ideas of what body confidence could mean for you. And by expansive, I mean it doesn't impose limitations or restrictions or any kind of unattainable standard on you that could potentially create feelings of shame or guilt when you're not attaining it. From all of the work I've done on body image, on healing my relationship with my body and helping other women heal their relationship with their body, and actually really deeply understanding what helps us to be more self-loving and confident in our skin, acceptance and appreciation are right at the top. Acceptance of who you are right now in this moment as good enough, and appreciating all of the things that you can do and all of the things that you are and are able to experience and create in your life. To me personally, Body confidence means being accepting of my own skin and going out into the world anyway without apology or pretense for the way that I am. It means putting myself in places and situations that give me a greater, richer experience of life and choosing for my body insecurities, because they're still there, but choosing for them not to get in the way and to not be the reason why I don't do something. Now, if you feel that a definition of body confidence along these lines would be much more empowering, satisfying, and helpful to you, please, by all means, feel free to adopt it as your own. And of course, add some of your own flavor. Throw in some values in there that are important to you. Adventure and authenticity are two of my highest values. So I very much threaded these through as the central vein to what body confidence means to me. Yours might be connection, contribution, wisdom, wealth, family, love, whatever your highest values are. Bringing them into your definition of body confidence will make it all the more meaningful and motivating to you. So that's a great starting point for understanding what body confidence is and creating a really uplifting meaning around it. In terms of the benefits, I want you to think about what having this kind of body confidence would allow you to do and what it would allow you to experience. Just imagine if your body insecurities stopped causing you to put your life on hold and instead you went out into the world as you are right now with nothing needing to change, what would you be doing? If they weren't the reasons and the excuses for why you didn't and you went and did it anyway, what are some of the things you would start saying yes to? Perhaps these are things you've been wanting to say yes to for a while. Or maybe it's something entirely new that you've always wanted to try, but you've felt like you couldn't unless you were smaller, thinner, prettier. I know for myself, creating an empowering sense of body confidence within has meant that I can now stand up in front of the world, on stage, at workshops, trainings, at exhibitions, and share my passion and my message and not hide behind a costume or a character. I can just be me, and I love myself more for being true. And on a much more everyday level, it also means I'm much more okay to show my legs in shorts in summer when it's really hot. And it gets really, really hot here in Canberra. And I now feel comfortable enough to dress appropriately for that weather and show my legs. And it's not because I suddenly like how my legs look. In fact, I've had a complex about how pale they are and how veiny they are for years. And a large part of my body dysmorphia in my teens and 20s was around my legs, and particularly what I called my fatty knees. I don't suddenly think I look great in shorts. I still have to manage those thoughts, only now I'm not constantly covering up through the 40 plus degree summers we have over here, which means it's better and more comfortable for my skin because it can breathe. I used to get really painful, itchy, inflamed sweat rash on the inside of my legs from not opening my skin to the air. And now, in being able to wear something far more appropriate and practical to the climate, not only is it more hygienic and healthy for me, I'm not drawing my own attention to this part of me as something that is bad or needs fixing from covering up. So in baring my legs, I'm telling myself it's less of a problem, that they are less of a problem, and that it's something I don't need to feel ashamed about anymore. And that in itself has been so powerful in boosting my self-esteem and has really allowed me to embrace my body as it is on new levels. And let me tell you, this saves a lot of mental energy because my headspace isn't being consumed by self-criticizing, self-conscious comments all of the time. And this means that now I allow myself to take up space and be seen. in putting myself out into the world, I know that I'm being of value to the world and that I am valued and that I deserve to be here just as much as anyone else, varicose veins and all. Just think, what would that give to you and allow you to experience? What if nothing had to change about your body? Just what you're focusing on. Maybe for you, having body confidence will mean you stop waiting to be a certain weight or size before taking yourself out on an adventure. I've had clients say to me, when I lose X amount of kilos, I've promised myself I'll go and I'll walk the Camino. And I'll say, well, what if you don't have to wait and you can commit to it now? What will change in the way you begin to show up? And then you look to the amazing, bigger-bodied women out there around the world right now kicking ass in things like ultramarathons and obstacle races, like LaToya Shante Snell. She's fucking amazing. Ladies like this are breaking down barriers and smashing apart limited assumptions that you can't get out there and take part in life if you're in a bigger body. And this brings me to undoubtedly one of the biggest consequences of not cultivating meaningful body confidence. Saying no to life and always putting everything on pause. Putting your dreams on pause, your hobbies on pause, your passions, your relationships, all on pause. Oh, I'll have the confidence to do that all when. Only when you feel like that about yourself, and you put all your energy and attention on that story, it doesn't matter how small or lean you get. You develop the habit of shrinking away from life, not just shrinking your body. In saying no all of the time and holding yourself back, you keep reducing your choices and limiting possibilities until it feels like all you have is the fixation on controlling your food and your weight to cope. All of this completely limits the extent to which you can feel fulfilled. Lacking body confidence, and therefore confidence in yourself, doesn't come from not having the body you want. It comes from continually not following through on the things you really want to do, or not honoring your dreams and your passions, and then you can't build up the evidence that you're capable of taking and handling the journey, of giving things a go, and then being okay no matter what the outcome. It starts with small, incremental steps, doing the things that you actually want to do, or even just moving towards that. It's not necessarily to suddenly go at it 100% and just throw yourself back out there into life, because chances are you're going to freak yourself the fuck out from taking on too much change at once. Do the 1%, walk the first step. What's one small thing you can do today to move towards what you really want to do? And when you see yourself doing that, you'll get a release of dopamine and then you'll feel motivated to take another step. And then when you take that step and you observe that in action, you'll get another hit of dopamine and feel more motivated, and so on and so on. If this feels scary or overwhelming or just really far from possible right now, I hear you and I encourage you. Do your research and find women already doing the things that you want to do. Find female role models in the areas you want to venture into, and especially those that challenge the status quo and break stereotype. And you'll begin to see that your limiting beliefs around needing to look a certain way to be able to live life and do the things you want to do are not actually true. And the more you listen to this podcast, the more you're going to learn to challenge these default assumptions and your thinking around everything. The other consequence of not cultivating body confidence as I see it, and I really feel that this is the biggest tragedy of them all, is never getting to know and experience your true self on a deep level, and so leaving your song unsung. Without body confidence and an acceptance of who we are right now in this moment, we keep whole parts of ourselves small and hidden. And these begin to be surrounded by shame and guilt and pain. But we need to know that these parts are valid because they make us whole and they make us human and fucking real. Just because other people might feel intimidated by certain traits, maybe vibrancy or volume or wit, whatever that is, whatever you have felt or learned shame around, it doesn't mean you have to dull your shine just so they can see better and feel better. I say, you turn that shit up and you tell them to wear a pair of fucking sunglasses because you will finally start to know yourself. And when you know your true self, you can love yourself. And I do trust that that metaphor lands. I always think of this. Whenever I feel pulled back by that false sense of shame around things that, you know, I don't need to feel ashamed of, I think of this and I think, no, you know what? If they're being blinded by my light, they need to take responsibility for that and they need to wear a pair of sunnies. If you keep shrinking and staying small and hiding your unique richness in the dark with all your experiences and the things you've learned and overcome, you'll never get to bring that and your true value out into the world and make your mark and make a difference. For too long, women have been fixating on shrinking themselves. Get out there and start taking up space. Start taking those first incremental steps towards doing the things that you really want to do for you and focus on grabbing life by the balls and squeezing it. You have power and control over your experience, and you can choose not to give all your power to hiding and shrinking. So unpause your life and start showing up in the world as you are right now. I know and I believe that you will start to feel better about yourself and you'll begin to heal and make peace with your body. So get out there, redefine what body confidence means to you. And remember, you are worthy and good enough just as you are.